Okay. Baruch Hashem, this is the last week before Pesach. We'll see how long this is. If we don't finish this today, I'll continue tomorrow, because we should do, you know, all the Pesach stuff. Even though this, tactically, we're up to packet Yud Aleph from the Shomer Ka'ona, and this is Yud Beis. I guess I miscalculated, because I wanted this to be this year before Pesach, so I miscalculated. So we'll do Yud Beis, Yud Aleph after Pesach, and we'll do this today or whatever, tomorrow, whatever it is. Then I have a packet on Haggadah, so we'll have regular shiur from today, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday is technically also, if you want, we could have early shiur on Wednesday, if you'd like. We could discuss that, how this Wednesday, you know, it's not the people are halfway out, maybe. More than halfway out, I don't know. But, okay. We'll see. We'll figure out how, when.
The more important one is to have the Pesach. Wait, not Monday after Pesach is difficult.
Yeah. Pesach ends when? On a
Shabbos.
We'll say Shabbos. So Sunday is the travel day, and we start on Monday.
Israel effectively has an 8-day Monday, exactly.
Yeah, so Monday, we'll, Bez Hashem, start that, yeah, that Monday, which is like, what, August 29th or something? What is that?
April,
I mean.
29th.
Yeah, April 29th.
Yeah, but a lot of people won't be here. Who do you mean?
Okay, what can I tell you? This day and age, you can travel, and one day you can travel anywhere in the world.
Yeah, but the price
difference is very much. Okay, what can I tell you? Okay. And then we have the packets, Bez Hashem. I started making it ready about Erva, you know, Shok B'Isha Erva. Bez Hashem, we're going to do a Kisui Harosh. And these things, after we finish the Tzoa packets. go from Tzoa to Erva. And then, and you said, when does these, the best to go is till May 20th, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll have Junesman. Junesman. Yeah, Junesman.
Also Erva.
No, no. But then we'll finish. That's not for June's month. That's for May's month. I think it's not fully decided, but I think it's going to be Hilchos Shatnez. Yeah, I think that's an interesting topic, Hilchos Shatnez. It was between that and Challah. I think Max thought we should do Shatnez.
Next
year,
next month.
Wow.
Sure.
June. And then we have to discuss what we should learn next year, whether we should officially, the yeshiva is learning Chulin, not everyone's learning Chulin. I mean, I would like to do, if I would do Chulin, it would be like in Yonim, that's not the regular things that people would necessarily do, but are Lamaisa, you know, so we'll see. But the hardcore Yerodea topics that I do in the Yerodea Shir,
right.
You know, so you can come to the Yerodea Shir. Okay, so let's begin Shomer Ka'ona, the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And this is fascinating, because how is the Haggadah Shel Pesach supposed to be done? So it's interesting, like, I tell you, like in the more modern world, it's like sharing. Like you say this paragraph, then you say this paragraph, you say the chacham, you say the tab, you say, you know, that's a modern approach. That's a modern approach. The pashup shot is either everyone says everything, or one person says the whole Haggadah. Right? That's the non-modern approach. Yeah, the modern approach is, yeah, we, your turn, okay, you sing Dayenu, you sing this, you do that. What?
My family does that.
Yeah, okay, I'm not here to criticize anybody. I'm just trying to figure out how things... So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Summa Potter Milomer Hagada. A Summa, a blind person, is Potter from the Hagada. The Ksif Hacha Bavur Zeh, it says Bavur Zeh. Ksif Hasim B'neinu Zeh. Right, B'neinu Zeh, Sorer Amora. So it's a Gzeh Shava. Malahal and Prat Lusuma. In other words, oh, let me see the thing here. B'neinu Zeh, Sorer Amora. So that means the parents can't be Sumas. It's hard enough to be a Ben Sora Mora, but if the family is blind, then, because they're saying, B'nei Nuzet, like they're pointing with a finger, this son who we see right here. But, B'nei Nuzet. Ma'al Alam Prat Lusuma, Avkan Prat Lusuma. Okay. Ini vamer meir shaltinu rabbanu de bei Rav Yosef. Man de omer agadata bei Rav Yosef. Who said the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's house? What do you mean who said the Haggadah? The whole family? No, so you see that the word is that one person said the Haggadah. What? That's the question. That's the question. Because if you say Sumas Potter, then they want to know who said the Haggadah in Rav Yosef's house, if you hold that Summa is Potter from the Haggadah. So Amru Rav Yosef. They said Rav Yosef said it. Man Damar Haggadah to be Rav Sheshes. So who's led the Haggadah in Rav Sheshes' house?
Also blind.
Amru Rav Sheshes. So but what do you see from here? That there's one, in other words, you see from here that not everyone just said along. There was one person that said the Haggadah. From Pasha Pshad, it means it's Shomer Ka'ona. Right, that's the Kasha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So what's the answer? Kasover Rabbanon, Matzim is Manazed Rabbanon. That it could be they hold that matzah b'zman hazeh, that we don't have a korban pesach, is only the rabbanon. So memela the haggadah is only the rabbanon. So memela, maybe assume is also yeah. So maybe everything is the rabbanon. The matzah is the rabbanon, therefore the haggadah is the rabbanon, and the chiv for assume is the rabbanon. So then the rabbanon can be motzi the rabbanon. Well, yeah, and that's the right. So that's the chor of the Parsha Pshat. What he's saying that he is a summa. So therefore, he said he says the Haggadah. But the point that I want to show you here is that. That they did Haggadah through Shomei Ka'ona, or else there wouldn't be any question. Man da omer Haggadah to be Rav Sheshes. Man da omer Haggadah to be Rav Yosef. Right? Chal Rav Acha Rav Yaakov sover matzav is one azed araisim. But so Rav Acha Rav Yaakov. Well, matzah is man azed araisa. Because why? Rav Acha Rav Yaakov the Amar b'seifa the hyperka echad zev echad zed rabbanim. Because Rav Acha Rav Yaakov says super potter milomer haggadah. So he's saying he can't do it. So why can't he do it? Because Suma is part of Matzah's Deraisa, Hagadah's Deraisa. So he can't be Yotzi. So Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, saying that Suma's Potter. Because Hagadah is Deraisa. For Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says Matzah was Manazah Derabon, because Sava called the Tikkun Derabon came Deraisa Tikkun. Right. So, Rashi, Shem Shem is Mount Shabbos, Mikdash Kohen Potter, Hashanami Potter, Veinu Motzi, Achei Midei Chavasim. So he says, so that's the question. So, but you see from over here that the way Haggadah was done was through Shomei Ka'ona.
Doesn't that mean that everyone else was really themselves?
No, Shomei Ka'ona means one person says it for everybody.
Right, no, that's Shomei Ka'ona, but you don't think there's other people that say it along also?
Not in this Gemara. It was Rabbi Abraham is saying that who says you have to say anything? Maybe the fact that you're hearing the story, that's...
Well, there are certain situations where someone who's already goes to the mitzvah can be called a kid, or she can be also amongst the other people.
Go slow. So the Gemara says that these blind people said the Haggadah, right? Even though... They were blind. So the Gemara says, how could they say it? So the answer they want to give is because maybe the Haggadah is only the Rabbanon. Because Matzah is the Rabbanon and Haggadah and Matzah are connected. So then the Haggadah is only the Rabbanon. One second. Michlal, the Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov, Sovar, Matzah, Bizman, Azed, Araisa. But it seems that Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov holds that Matzah, Bizman, Azed, is the Araisa. So Mela Haggadah is the Araisa. And Mela, that's why they're Potter. So then, how does it work? Remember, Abba Rav Yaakov, Achav Yaakov seems to say that it's only the Rabbanon. So you say, no, called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. So even though it's the Rabbanon, but still we give it a chova like a Daraisa. So Hakikash the Bishlam Hassam mid the Havali the Mikta Benenu who see Benenu Zesh Mamina Prabhu Sumanu with Awesome. Halachi Lav Bavor Zeh my Lichtov. Bavor Matzah Marahu da Asa. Rashi. Ki'ein da Raisa Tikkun. Shem Shem is Man Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim Potter Hashta Nami Potter. Ve'enu Motzi Acherim Yidei Chavosim. So he says that just like when Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they were Potter. So they're also Potter now. They can't be Motzi. Bavur Matzah Mor Huda Asa Chachan Yochal Matzah Mor Zechal Masha Asa Li B'Tzeis Yisrael. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Gzeir Shava Lo Gamri. And they didn't hold from the Gzeir Shava. So let's, yeah. What's the makor for what?
Reading
the Haggadah. Reading the Maybe because, what else do you do with the Haggadah? What's the makor for reading anything? What's the makor for reading Kiddush? But then what's the Haggadah then?
That's my question. Where are we getting...
Because since there's a Chi of Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim, and we have the Nusach of Haggadah that the Mishnayos speak about, you read from here to here, from here to here, so that means that's the Seder. That's the Chi of. So if it's a reading part, so the Chor should be like any other reading, but either everyone reads it, or one person reads it on behalf of everyone else. Take a look on page 3, okay? In the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Tufayin Gimel Dgal. Kol Dvarim Elu Hadayin Ham... Matzahs v'amor v'charosh shnei tavshin l'tzarech lovi l'fnei mi sh'omer ha'gada. Because the idea of having a Seder plate is only in front of the person who's saying the Haggadah. So you see that the context of the person who's omer ha'gada, he has the Seder plate. One Seder plate, and it's by the person who says the Haggadah. The ha'inu l'fnei bala bayis. Aval, look at this. Aval b'nei ha'bayis she'im yotzi b'shmiya mi bala bayis. But everyone else is Yotze Mishmiya, Shekei Nochon Lassos. Listen what he writes. The Alter Rebbe says that's the proper way. Yishum Derov HaMadras Melech. I told you all the time that did in Shulchan Aruch that people don't know about. That if multiple people are doing mitzvah together, then one person should make the bracha for everybody. Right? We're lax in this idea. But really, you're doing a mitzvah together. Well, that's what I said. I do it at the Kiddush, at the Friday night table. I make Kiddush for everybody. That's it. One Kiddush, and everyone's Yotze. Instead of having everyone make their own Kiddush, we go on forever. As it is, we go Baruch Hashem. But we go on forever. You make Kiddush, you make Kiddush. I thought you, Hasidim do that. But one person. And that's the proper thing. So the Haggadah also, he's saying. So why don't we do, the reason we don't do it is because in this generation we all space out. We're a bunch of, you know, people have a lot of space outs. Yeah. What do you think about the spaceship? What do you think? It's a lot of Musser, right? Rav Ferrari? You could go to, Rabbi Blau gave a Shabbos Haggadah drash on show a Chatzi Shir. So after this, I went over and I said, so what's the din if you almost get there, but you didn't, then you get a key of mitzvah chatzis shir. There's a lot to say, a lot of Musar Haskells, you can say, with this. But how many seconds away was it? Right? It could be seconds away. That means how long did it take to travel to get to where it was?
8 weeks.
8 weeks. 8 weeks, and at the end you can blow it. See? Yeah, so again, the idea of getting everyone involved is, that's probably an American idea. Yeah. Maybe it's a good thing, you know, but really, I mean, because... And I'm not saying you shouldn't get everyone involved, but in Bukhara, everyone should say the whole Haggadah. So people space out, that's why everyone says it. But people don't even know that everyone's supposed to say it. People think, you say one paragraph, and you say one, and you could sing, the Dayenu, and then you say this, you know, but really, I mean, what?
Maybe they're so up on the old way.
The old way.
One guy says
right. Well, the old way is one guy says everything. That's what the Gemara speaks about. And the Alter Rebbe, he says that's the preferred way to do it. One person says the Haggadah, and everyone else listens. Yeah, because maybe she's not... Yeah. Now Ferrari points out that if you give some... You know, they can give a big part of the Haggadah to a woman, and Rav Harari's tiny, then she's not, maybe she's not chayiv, then you're not Yotze. But what? What's the question? Is she chayiv according to everybody? What? Yeah, it's a question of Ferrari points out. You can give a Haggadah. What? Right, so that's the question. What's the... Okay, but B'kitzer, I think the best thing now is everyone should say it. Because in most of the families, they're not going to have this thing that one person is saying it for everybody. So if they're not going to have one person saying it for everybody, which is the prime way to do the Haggadah, is one person should say the Haggadah for everybody. And everyone else should be quiet. Oh, so that was the next, that was the previous packet. You could split up Shemaika Onus. Like, could you say Baruch HaTashem? Like, could one person say Baruch HaTashem? You know what Rav Shechter said from the Satma Rebbe? You know what the Satma Rebbe said? Rav Shechter said from the Satma Rebbe that he was making fun. You know, in the old days, they didn't have this concept of a hasana. You call this one for the first bracha, another guy for the second bracha. That's also a modern zak. Yeah, you call either one person for the Siddur Kedushin, and you usually would read one other person to read all seven. You didn't have this, you read one. Today we know so many people, and we got to give so many kibbutzim, so, but that's not the way that weddings were done. So Rav Satmar Rebbe was a little cynical about it. So you know what he would say, he said, one day it's going to come, and Rav Shechter said this on Satmar Rebbe, one day it's going to come a time we're going to give one person boo, and the other guy rich. You get the boo and you get the rech. But okay, that's what we do. Again, I don't mean to say therefore we have to change everything. But I do think, by the Seder at least, even if your family is going to give out to different people, men, women, children, whatever it is, you should say the whole book. By the end of the night, you should have articulated the whole thing.
Well, there's certain areas of the Haggadah where it is more defensible. Things that are not the Ikar HaMitzvah.
Right.
Like if you start from the Tefillah of the Avodah Zarah, maybe there, you know, should be...
Yeah, but people don't know. There are not enough people who are going to know the difference. So therefore, say it all. This way you make sure you got it in. No, Maskil b'gnus b'sham b'shevach dorish kol ha'parsha kula me'arami over avi achiyigmo kol ha'parsha kula. I gave a shiur in Beth Aaron about Lovan arami over avi in the Pesach Seder. Right, so that's. That's the question, what it means, the full thing, the different sheetahs. But yeah, that's, yeah.
So what happens when the little is the smallest child, thinks really everyone should be thinking
quietly. Yeah, so maybe you think it quietly. Say, I mean, whisper it, you know, so you wouldn't offend anyone, but you should say it, yeah.
What's the benching?
Benching? Wait, what?
Yes, the benching.
Yeah, if the benching is the you know the third and fourth kosos, what?
You guys the halal one.
And the halal.
The sefer is the periyotze already.
Yeah, and you say halal, but you say halal, nishmas, all that whole thing. You know, benching and halal, okay. Shulchan Baruch, and you have the Afikomen. You have the Afikomen, Baruch, then Hallel, and Nirtza. And then you have you know, all the stones. Yeah. But what do the yekkes do?
Everything. We mean as far as
like, do they have the same piyutim in the Haggadah?
No, they give my name for Adihu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have your own? You don't have, how come the yekkes don't have their own things for the Haggadah?
Yeah,
you have piyutim for everything else. So why don't you have for the Haggadah?
Well, everyone says piyutim in the Haggadah. And Adihu, if I feel there, I would say those are piyutim, no?
Right, but like a shepherd boy, yeah, but usually the Yekis have more. They always have more piyutim.
That's just Dr. Penashayna.
Rabbi Poppers, what do you say?
A little bit of insight. Not much piyutim, but on some of the Haggadahs have a different order than what my colleague does for the earlier
function. That is true.
my mother puts the by you to my love by my friend the sub and kilo ahead before codes for DB.
Okay.
I have no idea, but that's what my mother got it.
Yeah, okay. The Nathan, is it the Nathan Goldberg Haggadah?
Maybe that's
it's probably the Nathan Goldberg Haggadah. The Halig of Nathan Goldberg Haggadah. Do you have big print or the small print?
I'm not sure which one's big or small, but
okay, very good. Yeah. Max?
My brother-in-law's family knows that.
What do they know it?
Everyone above Bar Mitzvah has their own favorite thing.
Okay.
They do it because it's a nice thing, but even anyway, I didn't know what it
is. I mean, look. It could be if everyone's saying it anyway. No, he's saying really one person should say the Haggadah if you have one. But if they're all saying it anyway, that's a big thing. Everyone has their own Seder plate. How big are the Seder plates? Just like a plate or it's a
you mean everyone?
I haven't been there, but it's like
Okay, good.
Some people have
good. Yeah, I mean, regardless of the way he's saying it is, that the minute really should be that the Balabai should say it for everybody. So then you should have one Seder plate. But it could be, the inference is, when if you don't have the Balabai saying it for everyone, then they're saying it their own, because they have their own. No. I don't think it's a chiyuv. Even the Seder plate in the middle, it relates to everybody. If you want to have, it's a day. Yeah, somebody said that. We're going to see. Now, also, it's interesting. You know, the Alter Rebbe says what? One person should say. Now, look in the Gra. The Maiserav. Says the Rabbi Hakara Ba'atzmo Omer Halach Manyam Kulam Shomim V'chakach Notlim Hakara Miala Shulchan. As Mosgim Kosu Sholim Manishkana V'omer Hagada V'kulam Shomim. You see that, Max? Page 5? So it's interesting. Both the Alter Rebbe and the Gra, the two sides of the spectrum. You know, they both write the Beferish that there's only one person says the Haggadah. I'm telling you, that's the real halacha. But I'm telling you, because people space out, so they don't do this. But you see, it's from the Misnagdim to the Hasidim. We'll say you're supposed to do it.
You certainly have nothing. You certainly are not doing anything wrong by saying it.
Sure you are.
Yeah,
well, you're forfeiting Berovam Hajus Melech. But the mice, people don't know this halacha, so unless you're in a family where everyone knows this halacha, it's better just to have everyone say it. But everyone should say it at least. In other words, don't have this idea that we. In other words, at least you should be whispering along, even if you are in a family where they, you get this part, you get this paragraph, you get that paragraph. I'm sure your grandfather says that he doesn't give out paragraphs. I can't imagine that. That's an Americanish zach. They give out, yeah. Right, that's true.
I don't know if that's an old minute, but
yeah.
that's
a school in Slavia where they have two people, like a man and a young boy alternating paragraphs and speaking in different
languages. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what you do with
that. Yeah. They go to the whole school and every person gets it on Luca and
wow. Yeah, yeah, it's hard to give out, that's true.
And they actually have something that the son started Kila Shem on Luca as opposed to Shomina.
Let me see. How does it go?
This is a bit of showing your spiritual life. It wasn't exactly a Sephardi, but it was just a Yerushalmi. So they
had a... You want to sing it? How to sing it?
Start at the Kila Hashem on Lukas, they go to Shabbina.
Where? On Shabbos?
In Shabbos.
Shabbos morning?
Shabbos morning.
What niggin do they use?
They have Yerushalmi.
What is it?
I forget exactly, but I think it might be a cross.
You mean so he comes up before Nishmas, you say?
Right, he does. Why would he?
Okay, we have to press them back to the front.
We don't say Shokhenaj.
What do you do?
Kila Shem
Amulukah. What do you do? Stand up?
No.
Yeah. Okay. He leaves the Zeman. Well, really, benching is always supposed to be like that. Zeman is really, all Zeman is supposed to be that the Zamin reads the whole thing. But we don't do that because of space apps.
Someone's space Zamin won't be here for Shemeka, right?
If they really space out.
So you need to come on and start from there on Shemeka.
Yeah, so that's why we. Even in the Shalah writes that on Leil Yom Kippur, he's very upset that everyone makes their own Shechiyonu. He says, Leil Yom Kippur, just the Chazan should make a Shechiyonu, everyone should answer Amen. And we usually don't even do that. What can I tell you? Yeah. But we don't do that because of space out. Yeah. There's the Mazame who says Rabosei Nevarech. The main part is therefore he's going to now say the whole thing out loud, and everyone just keeps quiet. And that's his Amen. I think we should go back to all these old.
People
are all spaced out. What can I tell you?
You can say that it's better to split it up, and everyone gets into Shemekah by its individual.
Yeah, so the packet Yud Aleph that I skipped is about splitting up Shomei Ka'ona. In other words, could you, like I told you, Chatzi Bracha. But the way the Gra, the Alter Rebbe's Mashma is that the Balabayas, says it. He leads the Seder. And he has one kara, one thing. That's the way it should be.
There's a sign that he is only a chiyuv on like the head of the household, and then everyone has to be present.
There is a tzad. And by the time we finish this packet, I don't know if we'll finish it today, that tzad will be articulated. Okay, no problem. Oh, so now we're going to go to Hilchos Chanukah and see something in Hilchos Chanukah, and then we'll tie it in to what we said. Because what did it say in Hilchos Chanukah, on page 8? But it has to be by a bar chiyuva. I've always said this also. My shita is that by Chanukah also should have one menorah. That's it. That was the old shita.
Fewer candles are better.
Right, exactly. But what did your grandfather do? One menorah for the whole house?
Yeah.
Your father?
That's
Friday. Friday, yeah.
Everyone likes in my household.
Yeah. Yeah. My household also, but I don't like it. But
but that it should be one person lighting that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
What?
Yeah, but it's also halacha too. But the mice, my kids won't listen to me. So, but I would tell you the Galia Masechta, he thinks that's Karav Lebrachel of Atala. I think the chinuch value would be if everyone came to see the father light. I think that would be the chinuch value. But, you know, kids like the light, you know, they always have fights, who's going to blow out the Abdullah candle, you know, so they want to be involved in these things. Yeah. What can I tell you? Oh. So, what does this have to do here? So if you look, take a look on page 12. Ran b'shem baliter, page 12. The cotton shigil lechinuch matzi madlik. So the baliter says, it's quoted in the Ran here, on page 9. That we call him higil lechinuch mutar. In other words, you can't be. This is the child like this. One person lights the menorah for the whole family, right? But you can't be a chereshot of a katan. But the Itter says, but if you're kanshi gil chinuch, then you could light for the whole family. Okay?
This is all drabbanon
anyway. Right. But the question is, according to Shitas Tosis, a trade drabbanon can't be motzichad drabbanon. And the katan is a trade drabbanon, because Chanukah is drabbanon itself, and the chiev of chinuch in gilch is drabbanon. So if you hold like Tosis says a trader abon is not motzi echad rabbanon, so how come the Bali Itta says that what? that what? That a cotton could give a good light. That's the kasha of the Sfas Emes. L'chor yesh l'tmoa, l'chaim l'an, Yehudin Tzvile, Megillah, v'kot neinu motzi godol. Shrein d'rabbonu l'mo, v'kad d'rabbonu. So what's the answer? So what's Pshat in the Bala Iter? That if you're Higila Chinuch, it means if you're Higila Chinuch, you could be the one person in the family to light the menorah for the whole family. He's a 10-year-old kid, a 12-year-old kid. He could light the menorah for the whole family. So how can he do that? According to the Bala Iter. What about trader rabbanon? It's not motzi chad rabbanon. You got the kasha. So the Sfas Emes is going to say a mer dikapshat. Okay. So you know what he answers? That when you're being motzi in their Chanukah, it's not that you're being motzi. It's that there has to be a mitzias of a Ner Chanukah in the bias. Because he's creating the Ner Chanukah. It's like this. Like by Ner Chanukah, there's a whole discussion of Tosfos. There's a concept to say, I'm not being Yotze with your Halacha. Oh no, it's not being Yotze me. I'm part of this household. How do you become part of the household? How do you become part? No, how do you become part of it? You're part of the family and you're supported. Money. You're supported by one bank account for the whole family. And you're being supported. Your son may help something up. And then if the family unit only needs one above. So then the cotton, when he's higir l'chinuch, then he can create that habaka. Ah, it's a trade d'rabbanon, it can't be motzi chad d'rabbanon. It's not an idea of being motzi. It's an idea of creating the metzias that there's a Ner Chanukah for this household. So, the kach shalom yevil, his lighting doesn't, it's not lighting. It's not, he's like a masasim, it doesn't count. But, and the pshat is, pashat pshat, I hold for this, against some of the achronim. That it's not trying to speak about where you don't have kavana to be motzi, not to be motzi in the Ner's Chanukah. Ner's Chanukah is the mitzias. Right. So all you have to do is that you're being supported by this family. Okay? That's what the Sfas Emes says. We have more. So now, Max. Was Tosis Yasakasha by Pesachim. That Rav Sheshis, how is he been motzi? He's only chayav midrabanon. Because he's a sumo. And Haggadah is only drabanon. Because Masa's Haggadah is only drabanon. But the other people are chayav b'kan drabanon. He's a trained drabanon. Because it's a sumo and Masa's Haggadah is drabanon. So how does it work? Well, you know the answer? The answer is, the Tzibet Yisrael will trick him to Yotze Mitam Shomei Ka'onah, and Adil Utsarach to Shmo Me'echah Shemachai V'Dobah. It's not Shomei Ka'onah. It's the same idea. You have to hear the Sipur from somebody who's a Bar Chiyuva. So came in the Chetzah Mitzvah of Lomishtana, Ve'ena Doma L'Mikra Megillah, there's Mikra Megillah when he's Motzi Mi Shomei Ka'onah. But Haggadah is not Shomei Ka'onah. Haggadah is, yes, someone has to say the Haggadah, and I have to listen. Just like someone has to light the candles, and I'm part of the family. It's not the exact same thing as the lighting of the menorah. Then, even if you're not even there, you can get it. But he's saying that it's not a din shomei ka'onah. That's why Rav Sheshit, you see, look in here, take a look.
If one were permitted to play a recorder, you'd be allowed to listen to the...
Yeah, one second. Look at the second arrow on page 2. To the post. The Shaker of Yosef Amar Garata and Bettina Chayim, which is a father, Matthew Zonah Zed Rabbanon, he was a first cousin. He was also in his other trade Rabbanon. How does it work? The trade your brother. So he says, okay, maybe it's, and if you hold by a cotton, it's trade your brother. Can't bring it to your brother. So have it to you. So the same Rabbi Shapusha wants to say that it's not working midin shomei ka'onah. It's working that the person says the Haggadah has to be a Bar Chiyuva, whatever level Bar Chiyuva he is. And then everyone else can listen along. They have some type of chiyuv. Whatever the chiyuv is. But as long as he has some level of chiyuv, he can create the chefza of the Haggadah, and then everyone else is listening. But it's not midin shomei ka'onah. Because by shomei ka'onah, according to Tosfos, a trade rabban can't be motzi echad rabban. Right. Well, the case in the Gemara was they were assuming that Haggadah was the Rabbanon. He was a trained Rabbanon. Right. But the question is, does man and dad would it work? And we assume, if we assume that Haggadah is the Raisa, would it work with a cotton shir? Would it work with a cotton shir gila chinuch? Maybe it would. Right, because he's saying when you do shomei ka'onah, you have to be on the same level. But when you're not being motzi somebody through shomei ka'onah, you're just creating the, you know, you're lighting the candles for everybody. You're creating a situation, right? So then, as long as you have a chiyuv, that it's a chefza shel ner Chanukah, it's a chefza shel Hagag HaShel Pesach, that could be good enough. Yeah. Right.
Wait a minute, but now Hanukkah mitzvahs on the bayis.
Right.
But by the Haggadah, the mitzvah on the Gabbah.
Yeah, to listen. But it could be it's not through Shomei Ka'onah. Just like Rav Shachar said for Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, by Kriyas HaTorah is not Shomei Ka'onah. That's why. The famous story that Shach said Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that someone said, the Bal Kori said, I have in mind the motzi everyone in the shul except for you. You have to go to a different shul. Because he has kavanah not to be motzi you. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, you don't have to go to a different shul, because Lamaisa, he's not being motzi you. When you make kiddush, I'm being motzi you in kiddush. Kriyas HaTorah, I'm just saying the Kriyas HaTorah, and you're listening. It's not a din. That's why the Bach Paskins, that a cotton, I told you, I once had the Shaila, that the cotton prepared the wrong parsha a week too early. So what are you going to do with this kid? So I told him, he can lane. I told the rabbi, no, he can lane, because the Bach says the cotton can lane. He carried it. Then we won't see the seymour. Because why? Because it's not Shomer Kohane. People just have a chi of Shmia. It's not Shomer Kohane means really I'm supposed to be koire. If I listen, it's ki ilai was koire. Like by Mikra Megillah. I really have to read the Megillah. But I can hear the Megillah, I'm yotzi.
Well,
it's
like the
right, and then but everyone else has to relate. So when it comes to Hanukkah, so if by the fact that you're a member of the household,
right,
you're Yotze, even if you weren't even there, even if you went away to a chasana that night. Right.
So the same thing by
Sivir Tzvi Yisrael, you have to at least hear it. In other words, you're the one who's saying it, you're the Baal HaBayis, so you're hearing it. But it's not Midin. But people who don't understand this just think that we just have to. It's not a din in the family. Say you went out for part of the. You were in the bathroom for part of the Haggadah. So then you have to, if you missed like an integral part, you're going to have to say it yourself. Because you either have to listen to the Haggadah or you have to say the Haggadah. So that's how he explains that maybe, there was the Tosis as the Kasha, that even if you want to say that Rav Sheshes could say it, because Haggadah is only the Rabbanon, but if Haggadah is only the Rabbanon, and the Chi of Sum is only the Rabbanon, but the Sum is a trained Rabbanon, there's only Chad the Rabbanon. Yeah, what do you want to say?
When it comes to the
right quoting
the Baal of history, we say that a cut
by Hanukkah? If it's Yigil Chinuch. Yeah. No, we say the cotton, according to the Baal Yitzchak, Sigil Chinuch, he could be the one who lit the menorah for the whole family.
But we didn't have to go wake somebody else up.
No. No, because it's a din in the bias. So since the bias has a menorah in it, then it's okay.
So the mere Yamir HaSanagoda is also a din in the bias.
No. The Miris Haggadah is not a din of the bias. Say you had to go away on the night of the Pesach Seder and you didn't hear it. You're not Yotze.
Yeah, yeah.
No one says you're Yotze. If you say it, you have to hear it. In other words, the question is, what's the pshat that Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, or someone else? Obviously, it's clear from the Gemara that every Baal HaBayis says it. The question is, they thought maybe Rav Sheshes is blind, so he's not Chayiv. So that was the Gemara. Man Amar Haggadah to Bei Rav Sheshes. Man Amar Haggadah to Bei Rav Yosef. But Man Amar Haggadah to Bei some other Rav, somebody, he said it. It was a given. They want to know, you know, Rav Sheshes maybe is different because he was blind, so maybe he couldn't be the one. Rav Yosef maybe is different. But Rav Shmuel, Rav Beryl, or Shmerel, of course they all said it in their homes.
So theoretically, could you say that if it were permitted, theoretically permitted to play a recording at the Seder, you have someone, if the people are listening to a tape recorder of someone saying Haggadah with this, would there be Yosef?
No.
Because
it's not being said by a Bar Chiyuva, it's said by the recorder. So it's hard to say.
So So what is the smaller of this of the head of Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes to say the Hagadol, despite that they have disobeyed Rabbanu? Because it's being said.
It's being said, and therefore they're creating a chalos amiras Hagadah. And then the people now can listen to a Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim. But if they're not going to be there to listen, then they're not Yotze. So it's not the exact same thing as the Ner Hanukkah thing, but it's somewhat similar. Yeah. Rabbi Poppers, what's up there? No. Seder, that's the whole thing. It's the Seder. Yeah, then you should.
You have to listen to everything.
Yeah.
Now that you can listen, and then there's some other things and stuff.
Why you can do it?
Catch up.
Right? Yeah, catch up. Well, that's a different question, but he's asking about the order. No, that's a sharp question. Where you can do chatsi b'shomek ona chatsi not b'shomek ona. Well, yeah. Okay. So, Rabotai, so what we saw here today is the concept of the being motzi, and we saw that both the Gron and the Alter Rebbe say that that's the proper thing to do. Because Rovam Hadras Melech, it's the proper thing to do. And why we don't do it, as I told you, is everyone's spacing out, so we don't do it. But and a lot of people don't even know these halachas, so they're going to have, the women read some parts, so it's not going to work. So the best thing is just say the whole thing yourself. And if it's your turn that they want you to say it aloud, you'll say it louder.
That's what I usually do.
Okay, good. And I'm sure you sing well also.
My father has the
Do they have a course in bells on Haggadah Shal Pesach?
Yes,
they do. There's a nusach, the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Yeah. Right. There's not someone who just know it, me included. But there is, right? Maaseh, Rabbi Mendelssohn, his father taught him the nusach, I think, of Haggadah Shal Pesach. The nusach.
There's actually changes
depending on the tune. Yeah, a tune. Yeah. Okay, maybe tomorrow. But I want to give you the.
I have to get the firmer.
What?
I have to get the firmer
something now. Why do you want to give it to you?